Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 54. The matchup is set. It's the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Listen live Super Bowl Sunday, a Westwood One sports production on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Paul Barkish.
I like this kind of party.
The Score senior football expert.
Once you put all the evidence that we have together, that's the bottom line.
Pro Football Weekly, Shaw Media, and Westwood One.
It goes deep. Hub does, too.
Analyzing the Bears and the NFL.
This was an ongoing conversation at Hallis Hall for literally a couple months.
Hub Barkish with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Let's talk some football with Hub Arkish. He's on Twitter at Hub_Arkish of Pro Football Weekly. He is down in Miami at the Super Bowl, but he joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. All right, Hub, set the scene right now from your perspective.
Well, it's certainly an interesting start, guys. The weather is sensational down here. Not that anybody wants to hear that back in Chicago. I guess it's going to go south, no pun intended, Friday into Saturday, but they're saying for Sunday it should be really good. Have gotten already a pretty good amount of time with both the Chiefs and the 49ers. Both teams extremely relaxed, enjoying the scene so far. A lot of young players who've never been here before. There's been a couple of situations to me as they relate to our life with the NFL in Chicago that are really interesting. Spending time around Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy Garoppolo, irrespective of what they do on the football field, these kids just aren't anything like Mitch Trubisky. And this is where, when we get into the whole Mitch conversation, I think what a lot of fans miss is it's a lot more about the mental side with him than it is the physical side. And it's one of the reasons that I hold out hope that the kid may still have a career, because at some point, if the light goes on, things get interesting. But it's very different talking to these guys than it is when you spend time with Trubisky.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend who's down there alongside a lot of that media. I was telling Mike Florio about this too. People are saying that Patrick Mahomes is really kind of seizing this opportunity in a very good way, in a meaningful way, as perhaps, you know, might set him up to be the real, true, long-term face of the NFL. Talent does enough, but it sounds like he's got the kind of gravity to have cameras in his face, to have the microphone for a little while.
You know, Connor, it's interesting you say that, because he's comfortable with it. There's no question about that. But he's a little awkward at times, and not in a bad way, but you know, we forget that these guys are 24, 25 years old. He's a little fidgety. You know, he talks pretty fast, but he definitely, you know, is saying what's on his mind, and he's being himself. And there's nothing in a braggadocio type way. I mean, he seems like a good guy. His teammates certainly seem to like him. He's got a little bit of gee whiz about him, which I didn't expect, you know, but he has been impressive. There's no question about that.
What's at stake for Andy Reid here? Where does he, with a Super Bowl win, with that stamp of validation, how is he viewed in his era and in NFL history as a coach?
You know, Dan, it's such a great question, because I think where he may be at is this may be the difference between Canton or not. And I don't know that it should be. He's the seventh winningest coach in NFL history with well over 200 victories. You know, took the Eagles to five straight NFC title games, has been to one Super Bowl before. But winning the ring, you know, seems to be the thing with the special class that they just inducted. Putting Bill Cowher in with one ring and jumping him over some guys with two rings and as many wins, you know, so certainly some of it is just personality. There's no question that a lot of these greats who end up with regular network TV gigs have an advantage over other players and coaches who may have been as good or even a little bit better. I've always maintained that's how Howie Long got in as quickly as he did. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been a Hall of Famer, but was really surprised when he went in when he did. We've now seen the same thing with Cowher and with, of course, Jimmy Johnson. And again, I think that Jimmy Johnson is very deserving. I have my questions about Cowher. And so for Reid, I think he needs this win to solidify the legacy. He can't, you know, I shouldn't say he can't. I don't think he wants to be remembered as the NFL's best coach that never won the big game.
I'll be honest, as I've thought about Reid's legacy myself over the last couple of weeks, really, it's been hard for, I have to fight this thought that keeps popping up into my head that says, well, even if they don't get this one, it's Reid and Mahomes for the next decade. They'll get one. It's strange to feel that way, because I know the NFL isn't promised the next season. Just look at the Bears. But it's really tough to fight that in my own brain here the last week or so.
I understand what you're saying, Connor, but if I were you, I would fight it, because we know about this game as rewarding and you know, as big as these guys get. They come crashing down pretty quick. I mean, nobody had any inkling two seasons, a year and a half ago, that there was anything wrong with Antonio Brown. And look what's gone on there. You know, you can debate the political merits all you want, but Colin Kaepernick was certainly on the fast track, and look what's happened with him. You know, when it comes to coaches, we've seen how fickle ownership and fan base can be with small slumps and short losing streaks. So these opportunities, man, they better grab it Sunday, because while certainly you like their chances of getting back here again, it would not be at all shocking if they didn't either, and that's what makes this game so special.
We learned that Mitchell Trubisky had surgery to repair a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder, I think to no one's surprise, seeing that he was playing with a harness. How hurt was he, and how much do you think